What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 102 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Lamborghini's newest model, and I apologize if I'm saying this wrong, but I think it's the Sian. We're going to be talking about the Lamborghini Sian. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. This newest model from Lamborghini is, oh man, I can't stop looking at it. I cannot stop looking at pictures of the car. And again, I sincerely apologize if I'm saying it wrong. I think it's Sian, maybe Cyan, maybe? It's spelled S-I-A-N, Cyan, Sian. I'm just going to say Sian. I hope I'm saying it correctly. But it's just an amazing car for a ton of different reasons. This is actually Lamborghini's first ever that they put into production battery-assisted car. This is their first ever hybrid car that they're actually putting into production. Now, there has been concept vehicles and other talks and rumors before, but the Lamborghini Sian, if I'm saying it right, is their first ever hybrid vehicle, and that's super amazing for Lamborghini. It's also the most powerful factory-made car ever that Lamborghini has ever built. It's inspired by the design, in my opinion, of the Lamborghini Aventador and the Turzo Millennio concept car that we all know and love. Now, only 63 of these Lamborghini Sians are going to be built. And let me tell you, they're not cheap. They're going to cost you a little bit of this thing called money. They're $3,600,000 to obtain Lamborghini's first ever production hybrid and the fastest vehicle they've ever made. So no questions asked. It's going to be extremely rare, but I already know it's going to be extremely special. And I've, from the second they released the photos, I've fallen in love. There's just so many different things going on with this car. But let's go ahead and start off with the exterior. Again, in my eyes, it's heavily inspired by the Turzo Millennio concept car that we all know. And one of my favorite cars, if you guys have been listening to the podcast for a little while, you'll know that's the Lamborghini Aventador. Looking right off the bat, you can see the Y-shaped headlights, in which Lamborghini's been using this Y-shaped design for a little while now. And very interestingly, the taillights, as if you check them out, and I'm looking at them right now, they're like six hexagon little figurines to make up the taillights on the car, which definitely make it and aid it to look very futuristic. Pretty interesting. It took me a little bit to succumb to it and get used to, but after giving it a fair chance and really studying the car's design, I really like it a lot. I think the hexagon taillights are pretty unique within themselves. I like them. There is a massive mid-mounted exhaust system, obviously, on the rear of the car. The rear wing as well, to me, looks like it's SVJ inspired. It looks like an SVJ wing. I'm not sure if it's the same one or not, but I definitely do think the design is, if not the same, extremely similar on the Lamborghini Sian compared to the Lamborghini Aventador SVJ. Now, from the side profile, I think it's 100% Aventador. That's just me and my opinion. You may agree with me, you might disagree with me. Obviously, you know, I'd like to know. But just me, I think it's heavily all Aventador. You're also going to have these new wheels that are, again, using the Y-shaped design Lamborghini has been implementing for a little while. And of course, looking at the rear one more time, you can notice, typical nowadays of supercars and hypercars, a massive, massive rear diffuser. Now, heading on to the interior of the car, it's kind of what we're used to seeing already. There's a little bit of Aventador and Huracan Evo that the interior you can see. It kind of looks almost standard. I know it's special design-wise. They've made some design flow changes, but the interior of their Lamborghini Sian looks like something we already know and love, and that's a little bit of the Aventador, a little bit of the Huracan Evo. The tech looks to be all the same as well, until Lamborghini obviously releases more of that. But I actually do have a quote here from Mr. Mircea Borcurt, who I had the pleasure of meeting at Quail Motorsports Gathering during Monterey Car Week. Great guy, who, by the way, is the head of design for Lamborghini, and he explains, Exclusivity is enhanced by total ad personam personalization that every one of the 63 CN owners has the privilege of creating. In conjunction with me and the Centro Style team, 63 individuals worldwide will own not only the fastest, but a unique Lamborghini. So basically what that's saying, to translate, if you buy this car, you get to personally design your Lamborghini CN with the head of design for Lamborghini, which is something pretty special that you probably don't get to do every day. So you know you're going to have a beautifully spec'd car that's going to be a true one of one, and you can say that is your creation and your design. Now, what everyone's excited about, performance. If this is the fastest Lamborghini to date, what are we looking at? Well, of course, no surprise, we kind of already knew this. It's going to be using the famous 6.5 liter naturally aspirated V12 that Lamborghini has been using for their Aventador for quite some time now. It's going to be accompanied, here's the new thing, by a 48 volt hybrid system, basically hybrid technology in the car, electric assistance, that is going to boost the Sian's horsepower by 34 horsepower. So total output for the Sian, and it is the fastest for Lamborghini ever, is 819 horsepower. 0 to 60 is 2.8 seconds, and the top speed of what we're seeing is electronically limited to 217 miles an hour. Now, I know the Lamborghini's top speed is 217 miles an hour, so the Lamborghini Sian's top speed is limited to 217. I wonder if that's just a number that Lamborghini likes. I don't know. But to be limited to 217 makes me really curious to really see what this Lamborghini Sian can really do. And another amazing thing about the Lamborghini Sian, as I said earlier in this video, there's a lot going on with this car that's just incredible. It's Lamborghini's first step as creating a hybrid in electric vehicles and getting, as Elon Musk says, creating a sustainable future. This is just something that's so incredible. And I say it all the time. I probably sound like a broken record, but we are in an ever-changing car world where now companies like Lamborghini, Ferrari, Koenigsegg, Pagani, Aston Martin, Maserati, everybody is now making hybrids and electric cars. And it took a little while for it to happen, but look at the performance benefits you get by having hybrid assistance or just pure electricity. And it makes my heart full to know that Lamborghini, one of my favorite automotive companies, is hopping in the game and creating a hybrid vehicle. And it's one that is a true beauty, and it's an absolute beast. I am so excited for the Lamborghini Sian. I hope to see one someday rather soon, like I'm sure most of us will, and I'm sure we'll see one probably next year at Monterey Car Week, if not at one of the bigger shows, LA Auto Show or San Francisco Auto Show if you're like me and you live in California, or if you happen to be elsewhere in the world, like Geneva, all in Europe, that'd be great. But this car is going to be coming out soon, and long story short, we'll all have the chance to enjoy it and see it. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for Lamborghini's newest model, their first ever hybrid, the Sian. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. And if you guys are tuning into the podcast for the first time, thank you so much. It means a lot for you stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're already watching on YouTube. Just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, www.tlg.com, your guys' go-to automotive source for authentic car merchandise that comes directly from the manufacturer. Got a coupon code for you guys as well. Last but not least, don't forget to tune into episode number 103. We're going to be talking about Porsche's first electric car, the Porsche Taycan. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.